From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brexit reaction continues. Britain's crisis deepened on Monday as British and EU officials scrambled to deal with the shock of British voters' decision to leave the European Union, plunging the country into what some describe as its worst disarray since World War II. Hoping to head off further turbulence at the opening of markets on Monday, British Finance Minister George Osborne made an early morning statement saying the British economy is fundamentally strong and Britain remains open for business.
People need to know the fundamentals are strong. We have dealt with the immediate challenge of an unexpected vote as far as financial markets are concerned because we had in place detailed contingency plans. There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
Prime Minister David Cameron is to meet EU leaders in Brussels today. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Brussels and will be traveling on to London. He met with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in anticipation of the NATO summit.
We have high expectations of a very strong NATO meeting with important deliverables that will not change one iota as a consequence of the vote that is taking place.
This is Secretary General Stoltenberg.
After the UK decided to leave the European Union, I think that NATO has become even more important as a platform for cooperation between Europe and North America, but also defense and security cooperation between European NATO allies.
In early trading Monday, markets in Europe were losing ground, but not like the dips that were seen on Friday. This is VOA News. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean Sea as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. The Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coast. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least 5 people in the eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 people were wounded. No immediate claim of responsibility. Iraqi forces have liberated the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. The battle for Fallujah was backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. Former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, James Jeffrey, tells VOA that the mission in Fallujah is the best example of the way to defeat ISIS.
We can take down ISIS quickly if we combine elite ground forces, Iraqi, and I would prefer more U.S., with vigorous and aggressive use of American air power and other support. That's what we saw in this battle.
Ambassador Jeffrey says the next step to doing away with the Islamic State is to retake the city of Mosul. A second election in Spain in 6 months did little to clarify the political landscape, with acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's center-right People's Party emerging with the biggest block of seats. That's 137 and far short of the 176 needed for a majority. It must now try to form a governing coalition. Atlantic Council analyst Carles Castello says the reason new elections were called was the parties failed to form a working coalition.
We're seeing that we have these emerging new parties, both on the liberal side and the far left, who made big gains in the parliament. I think we confronted a situation that we were not used to, which was having to negotiate a coalition government. That's where new elections were needed. No one was able to come together and negotiate like a coalition agreement.
This recent balloting follows December's vote, which was similar in outcome. Israel and Turkey have reached a deal to normalize ties, ending a 6-year rift. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday in Rome a maritime security blockade on the Gaza Strip will remain in place, but humanitarian aid could reach Gaza through Israeli ports. The Israeli leader met Sunday with Secretary of State John Kerry in Rome before the announcement. Panama has officially opened an addition to its canal for a new generation of supercargo ships. The latest generation of gigantic carriers could not fit through the 102-year-old canal. And it's not among the most high-profile cases of the Supreme Court, but a decision Monday involves one that does touch on a prominent issue: when is it okay to restrict the right to own a gun? The case combines cases each of two men were found guilty of misdemeanor domestic assaults in the state of Maine. We'll keep you updated on that one. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.